Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on his 18th anniversary as a member, and he joined us the first time way back in the previous century, the last millennia, back when men were men and women I'll stop at that. I get myself into trouble. Only Garrison Keillor can get away with that kind of stuff. I'm glad Jeffrey's here. He's an award-winning journalist and author of three books on being home-based. And he was home-based when it wasn't cool. And then it became cool, and it still is. And he makes it look good. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Men were
handsome, women were strong, sturdy,
and the boys, and the kids, children were above average.
Yes, something like that. Yeah, you can get away with that. I can't. Hey, I prefer what was it the Eagles did? He was brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty, or something like
there
that.
There you go. Exactly.
So you've had a little bit of a kerfuffle out here on operating the worm camp for us on out here on Main Street in your home based business, haven't you?
Yeah, you know what? My dog wouldn't get out of the way as I was trying to get into my office and had to step over. No, he didn't. No, just kidding. I've operated this business, as you know, for the better part of three decades, and it's been a good run. I've been stiffed, I've been stiffed three times, hitherto I've been stiffed twice for about $2,000, and about 2 years ago, somebody stiffed me for about $4,000.
Wow.
And it started, as it often does, Jeff, I'm good for it. I'll pay you. Just got to give me time.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And I had had one client before that who, through my own, you know, I don't want to say bad deeds, but just oversight, had let his receivables get to the tune of $15,000. And
right, that's on you.
That was on me, and, you know, built it up over the course. It was somebody who I did monthly work for, and it built up, and he was always good for it. And then with him, I said, look, we came to him and said, like, I'm good for it. And eventually we came to terms, drew up terms, and he paid me off and became one of my best clients, and it's just, I had faith.
You have to do that. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just work through those things because some people do get into binds.
Right, and it was just, I knew the nature of his business, and I knew that he had been a good guy, and I made a leap of faith.
I've been in a bind before.
Right.
If you're a small business, we've all been in binds,
right,
haven't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this guy, I didn't let it grow. It was about three projects that came out to a little over $4,000.
The one we're talking about now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And eventually I cut him off from assignments, and he kept making promises.
Did he squeal when you cut him off?
What's that?
Did he squeal when you cut him off?
Yeah, you know what? Even though
he hadn't paid you, he still squealed?
Yeah, exactly. And they always
What do you call that, chutzpah?
Exactly, that's chutzpah. You know, it's one of those guttural words we use. Chutzpah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I told him I'm gonna get a lawyer involved. Oh, don't get a lawyer involved. We'll make it happen. I got a lawyer involved. And then as they do, before the lawyer got involved, I'd gone months without him responding to voicemail or email. And then my lawyer sends him a nastygram, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that day that I know that the nastygram was received, I get a call from him. Hi, Jeff. It's, let's say, Bob.
It's your old buddy, Bob.
It's Bob. You know what? Let's work something out. I'm like, Bob, you know what? Have you gotten a letter from somebody today? No. Am I supposed to? Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I've hired an attorney. BS. I'm calling BS on that he didn't see it. You know, let's work it out. I'm like, Bob, and I had given him an offer of terms. I'd sent him an email. Let's work. Let's come to terms on this. I'll give you, you know, we'll come to a settlement, you know, a fraction of what you owe, not a dime, you know, not 10 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. But long story short, he tried to hem and haw out of it. I said, dude, I can't even talk to you anymore. You got to talk to my attorney. And slowly but surely, we've compelled him. He's making payments.
But so you had to go to an attorney, but as first, you took that as a second step past your own efforts,
right?
But not but you haven't taken him to small claims court or filed a suit against him.
Well, what we've not sued him, we've not taken him to small claims court. What we've done is we got a court order to compel him
okay.
to show his books as to why he can't pay.
Ah, that's
and
pretty
so
strong.
What happens
that's pretty significant.
Yeah, and look, it's no. My attorney, as is the case in most collections, she's just operating.
I've never heard of a judge making that ruling.
Yeah, it was actually, I think, more of a mediator than a court. But it was a court order.
Still, I've never heard. I mean, that's pretty.
It was an order to
wow.
show. I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's show his books to say, hey, you can't pay. We understand. Just show us your books why you can't
right.
pay. Hmm. And so we've had twice. And again, he's played the game where. You know, we had a deposition, just for example. We had a
right.
deposition scheduled for yesterday.
Wow, what a,
I think
so much trouble.
Order to show.
So much trouble to collect $4,000. What?
Can you believe
that's
it?
That's ridiculous. So what happened?
Well, slowly, every time we have a compel order, like, without fail, the day before, he says, okay, I'll bring you some cash.
Yeah.
And so we're down to a small amount.
Are you going to be able to get your expenses back?
The costs will be paid in full.
Yeah. So he's going to get you four
I
back.
And I will lose one-third to my attorney.
Right.
So I'll end up getting all costs back, and I'll lose, you know, out of $4,000, plus expenses, I'll probably see about, you know, in the neighborhood of about $3,000
yeah.
out of it, $2,700 out of it. And I got to tell you, at this point, it's about the money, but it's about the principle,
mm-hmm.
where my attorney, his attorney, who I know is a high-priced, you know, collections attorney or, you know, collections defense.
If he had just come to you and said, Jeff, I'm going to pay you, in fact, here's a first payment, you know, if he just, look how much time and energy and expense would have been saved.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the lesson here is it's your money.
That's right.
Don't, you know, look, if it's $500, you know, attorney may take it on for,
the other lesson is, don't let people get too far down the road.
Right.
I'm not saying you did. You did the other time with $15,000, but this time not so much, probably.
Right.
Don't let
right.
people go too far without reining them in. Cut them off sooner than you'd like, probably. And don't wait too long to collect your money.
Right. Absolutely.
You got to go after them. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com. That's how you find Jeff online. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.